The curtains came down on the Jamaica Blue Mountain Coffee Festival on March 25, and from all accounts, it was a successful staging. We bring you highlights on this week's Tourism Roundup. Also, stick around for our Know Jamaica segment. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. The Tourism Linkages Network, through its gastronomy network, has been working to promote Jamaica's diverse culinary offerings to the world. Food festivals are a major plank in this thrust, and the inaugural Jamaica Blue Mountain Coffee Festival was the most recent event. The festival ran from March 23 to 25 and saw hundreds of patrons enjoying demonstrations, competitions, music and live entertainment at Newcastle in St. Andrew. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says the Jamaica Blue Mountain Coffee Festival will serve as a blueprint to increase consumption of local produce. He says hosting more festivals on the island will serve as a marketing tool to attract more visitors and help the country retain a greater share of the tourism dollar.
So we want to bring the world here. We want to bring them here not just to drink our coffee beverage, but also to experience the salubrious climate of Newcastle and the Blue Mountain, to enjoy our eco-biodiversity, and to ensure that when they leave, they know that Jamaica is more than a beach. It's a wonderful country.
The patron demographic was varied, with tourists and locals alike enjoying the weekend event.
I'm actually surprised that there's so many exhibitors. That's what surprised me first, and it's a good turnout. And I'm going to go and sample a lot of coffee now.
Coffee lover Melissa McIntosh. Heather and Rosalyn from California echoed similar sentiments.
Fantastic. This is amazing. So many different coffees, so many different products. This has been great.
Oh, we've had such a nice time. The coffee's been amazing. The music is great. There's fun crafts. We're just having a really good time.
Jeff McMahon from Colorado and Haley Cooper from Atlanta walked up to the event from their hotel early Saturday morning.
The coffee has been exceptional, to say the least. At the moment, we're walking around, might do a little gift shopping, and listen to some of the local music.
It's been really great. I don't drink coffee often, but this is really amazing coffee here. I think we're going to walk around, listen to some music, sample, eat, some good stuff.
Among the attractions at the festival were the various coffee-infused food items. Trisha Fraser tried the coffee ice cream.
Great, absolutely fantastic. It has this creamy, velvety taste. Yes, and it was made right in front of me, right there, by Candy's Delight. Try, definitely. It is something to behold. Real coffee, a blend in there. It's my first time here at Newcastle, much less the festival, and absolutely loving it. I love the different products and everything.
Curtains closed on the successful three-day event on Sunday with a coffee brunch at Strawberry Hill and the Blue Mountain Culinary Trail Experience. To a place called Jamaica. In our Know Jamaica segment this week, Seville, St. Anne. At Seville, the first Spanish settlement remains little more than a legend, despite sporadic archaeological investigations. Sevilla La Nueva was founded in 1509 on orders from Diego Columbus, governor of the Indies, who chose the site where his father Christopher had been marooned with two unseaworthy ships for 1 year. The grand city planned never materialized and was abandoned. 25 years later, when the capital moved to San Diego de la Vega, now known as Spanish Town, Seville is known to have had a cathedral, palace, and sugar factory. Relics of these were unearthed in the 1950s by the late Charles Cotter, an amateur but talented archaeologist. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer, saying take care and one love.
When you take care and make fashion, you can eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you have developed or come up with that can benefit the Wolowe? Then enter the National Innovation Competition, win cash grants, business development support, and gain recognition for innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-17714. Applications close on April 30th.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.